Yeah, I don't ever want to have to deal with cars anymore, honestly. I want to move back to the city and get rid of my fucking car and just walk around four city blocks that have everything I need in them.
Nah, bro, that's defeatist. You need to assert your dominion over machine. Man versus machine.
You need to build a train track that goes directly to your house and then to all the places you want to go. And then everyone has to dress like you and also be named John, who runs the train. And then it's just the John Express.
I thought defeatist was just the number one feet pick site on the internet.
Nice.
And it also has like a hip urban angle to it as well.
Defeatist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Like it's like a free newspaper you would pick up at like a subway stop, but it's all feet pick.
Jesus.
I'm on one today. I've had a full day.
I'll never understand the feet people. Like, no, it's fun to joke about, but like, what do you see in that?
I don't really get it. Hey, it looks like dafetist.com is not taken, or at least it says it can't be reached. So,
nice.
I don't know. If you want to get that domain name, you probably could make yourself a little money.
I'm about to make a bag off some weirdos.
You guys see another guy set himself on fire?
Oh, yeah. Outside of the Trump trial,
but
right?
It wasn't for Palestine this time. He was just a schizo.
Yeah, he was like a weird right-wing guy who had like...
No, he was post-DSA left. He was
right-wing.
No. Because he was still anti... he was talking about how Peter Thiel and crypto are like a giant Ponzi scheme, which is correct and true and the based take. But he took it like way further. And I think a lot of mental illness was involved.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But no, he was definitely not right wing. I think he was, he sort of picked and chose his schizo theories as whom amongst us, really.
Yeah. Was so, it like and, the Trump trial drove him to do it, or it was kind of a coincidence?
It was a coincidence. It had nothing to do with Trump. He barely mentioned Trump. The closest he came was in his sign. And I agree with this, by the way. His sign was something along the lines of Trump, Hillary, and Biden are all on the same team and they're all coming to get you.
It's true. I mean, they're not coming to my house directly, but it's pretty true.
But if that was his only message, then yes, true and based.
Because I feel like I've seen so many conflicting reports about what this guy was up to. But the most interesting thing that I saw was the... Clonny Gosh from Para Power Mapping, which is a pretty good podcast.
Yes.
Found his playlist, or one of his listeners sent him his playlist that he apparently made called the Playlist to Remember Me By. And it's got his face wrapped up in plastic with red paint or something in the plastic. It's very unsettling. But then the songs, I didn't look it up on Spotify, but just from the screen grab, it's like California Earthquake by Cass Elliot and Some of Shelley's Blues by Michael Nesmith. And let me tell you this, people who are into singer-songwriter ass shit are always schizos. 100% of them.
or they're just depressed.
Well, yeah, but I mean usually that does or doesn't go away after a while. But with the schizo people, it becomes like a lifelong obsession. They're like, this singer was a CIA agent.
Well, speaking of singer-songwriter, the new Taylor Swift drop. Did you guys talk about that yet? I missed an episode.
I don't know a fucking thing about that. How am I supposed to talk about it?
Yeah, I haven't listened to it. And I mean, I've been seeing the memes, so where it's like there's some lyrics that are fake and some are real. I don't really know which ones are real.
I like the Tears in Heaven 2 meme where she's like, I'll fight your ass in heaven, Eric Clapton, and I'll fight your dead kid too. Like, that was great. I thought that was amazing.
My favorite was one where someone was just like, read this in the MF Doom cadence. And it was a real, lyric, but I was like, yeah, I could kind of see this as like an MF Doom lyric.
Oh yeah. I saw one too.
That's so good.
I saw one where it was pretty much the same. I think it was a real Taylor Swift lyric. And then it was like Fred Durst.
No, I like her new album. It's just like Taylor Swift has the biggest budget out of any artist ever of all time for songwriter help, production help. Like, of course, her album's going to sound pristine.
Yeah.
And have
they're Disney movies.
10 guys punching up all of her lyrics, even if she writes most of them herself.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's also kind of funny because she's doing the highest form of the ultra commercialized Disney studio style album making. But she's certainly not the only one. It feels like that's the way that pretty much every top 40 song comes these days is like either you are a legitimate underground rapper who made it big, or you are a singer-songwriter with millions and millions of dollars and like eight people with writing credits and 10 or 15 production credits and like six engineers and a jet and, you know, all that shit. Like,
yeah.
I saw a pretty good video today. Apparently they're marching in the streets in Indonesia, not for like any political reason, but just for Taylor. Like
wow.
We're talking like a crowd of Indonesians, honestly larger than some of the like pro-Palestine protests I've seen in America, and they're just holding up, you know, big speakers and boom boxes and listening to the new Taylor album, but they're marching in the streets as if it's some sort of political movement, which is very funny to me.
So what you're telling me is that if Taylor Swift wanted to be a comprador bourgeoisie dictator in pretty much any underdeveloped overexploited country in the world, she could take her fucking
absolutely
pick.
She's halfway there already. Yeah. It feels like she has the fucking jet leader. She could just do it.
She's going to become a Peronist and rule Argentina after Javier Milei is eventually indicted.